Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, angels, angels, hey. Angels of melody.
Tell me, are you ready?
Honey, angels of melody.
She keep it hood, but she's up to some good.
No. All right, praise God. We're back. The Move of God, Part 8, right here on the Angels of Melody with your host, Miss Angel on deck. And we thank God. We thank God for that Part 7. Yes, that Part 7. We thank God for our very own Prophet Ken Jackson of Maintain Anointing Deliverance Ministries, who brought the word, I'm telling you, in our first half. And now we're off to our last part of today, for today, the Move of God Part 8. And we thank the Lord. We're going to click on my cousin, Vanessa, so she can say something right quick, you know, greet you all. And then we're going to go to our very own prophetess, Annette Felton, for tonight. All right. All right, Vanessa, anything you want to say before we get started?
I just want to say thank you again for having me on the show. God bless you. I really enjoy myself when I'm on here. God bless the man of God. God bless each and every one of you that is listening on tonight. And God bless my sister is in the house. And God bless her. I'm just looking forward to, you know, receiving the word on tonight.
Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, continuation of the Move of God. We're going to click on our very own prophetess, Annette Felton, and she's going to go as God give her to go on tonight. All right, prophetess, we got you on now.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
There's that ticking
you,
going
so
on. Yes. Can y'all hear that ticking?
I don't hear it.
Yeah, I'm hearing it. Let me see something
you
real quick. Let's see something. Let's see. All right. Let me see. Okay. I turned off the mic. So we might have to have her call right back in. I don't know. Just do me a favor. Hang up and call right back, because it seemed like when I mute the mic, the noise left. So I don't know what it is, connection, but it's like a lot of loud ticking going on.
Okay, so hang up and call back.
Yes, hang up and call right back. Let's see what happens. All right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay, y'all. I'm telling you. I know you heard it, Vanessa, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Did
I heard it too.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, because it wasn't doing that at first, and then it's doing that ticking. I'm not sure if it's in the network or if it's into this system or what it is, but if she called back and is doing it, we're gonna have her talk over it until it leaves, because we definitely not finna cancel on tonight. So she's back on. Let's see what happens now. All right, sis.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yes, it's now we don't hear it now.
Amen. Praise God. God is good. Good.
Yes.
All the time. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
I'm so honored, woman of God. Thank you. Thank you for the invite. My God, I was listening in to the man of God. Oh, my God. If he was not, I'm telling you, he went all up and down Hallelujah Boulevard, as they say. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. I enjoyed that, woman of God. I thank you, sister, for even doing this. I'm telling you, the fact that you were doing something like this throughout the year, it didn't take a pandemic for you to do this.
Yes.
So I'm telling you, I honor you, woman of God, just
Amen.
For sticking with it. I mean, sticking and staying in the midst of it. Hallelujah. When
yes.
things were not going your way, you continue to hold on. And I'm telling you, these are the type of people we need to hold on to. You bring me strength,
Amen.
Woman of God. I'm telling you, I thank God for you. Thank you for all that you do. I'm telling you, for this
yes.
industry, hallelujah, you was doing it
Amen.
Way before they started doing it. So thank you. I thank God for you. I'm excited.
Yes,
glory
me
to
too.
God. Can we pray? Can we pray? Can we
yes,
pray?
Go,
please.
Yes,
please.
Go to
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
yes,
glory. Father God, we thank you on tonight. Glory to God. We thank you, Father
yes,
God,
sir.
For the platform, God. Ah, my. For you to get the glory out of it, oh God. We thank you, Father
yes.
God, for all that you
thank
are doing,
you.
Oh God. in the midst of it all, God, you are still here. And we thank you, Father God, that you are here. Hallelujah. We thank you that you have never left us, oh God. Oh, my, my, my. Father God, when we don't even deserve your grace and your mercy, huh? You yet give it to us, oh God. We thank you, Father God. We magnify you on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for the woman of God. We thank you for her obedience. Glory to God. Thank you,
yes,
my God,
God,
for the woman of God, Vanessa. Thank you, Father God, for how we're coming together to build the kingdom, my God, that you
yes,
get the glory out of it, oh God. Thank you, Father, for strengthening us for the fight, huh, my God. For
yes,
equipping us for the fight, huh, my God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank
my
you,
God. I pray, Father God, for those that are out and about. My God, for those that are allowing this pandemic to take them over. My God, bring them back, Father God. Bring them back. Regulate that mind, oh God, that they would
yes,
come unto
Jesus.
You. You said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. God, take them back to the word. For you are the
yes,
word.
Lord.
Take them back to that lamp, to
yes,
our feet and light, unto our path. Take us back to the word, hallelujah,
yes,
my, God.
My God.
Look on those that have lost loved ones, my God. Lord, for whatever reason, I pray that you comfort and strengthen that one that lost a mother, that one that lost a father. My God, somebody lost a child. Lord God, strengthen them right now. But Lord God, we pray, Lord, that you would touch the people that are listening over the airwaves, every word that would go out on tonight. I pray that the people would receive it, oh God, that it would strengthen them, my God. God, that it would build them up, that somebody would say, what must I do to be saved? Somebody would say, I want to come back home because you're married to the backslider. God, bring them back. Oh, we want to decrease on tonight. Decrease on tonight. You increase
yes,
in each and every one of us on tonight. Increase. Get the glory
yes,
out of us on tonight. Find your spirit, oh God, on tonight. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Yes.
Woman of God, I'm telling you, I really want to get into what God gave me.
Yes.
I was literally sitting there talking to my youngest daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember something you said to me a while back. Ooh, glory to God. And you was telling me how to handle things with that situation. Glory to God. And this is why
yes.
I say I thank God for you, because anything you ever told me, woman of God, I used it, my God, to build. And this is what I'm talking about. You got to stick with
yes.
people that love God. You got to stick with people that are connected to God. You got to stick with people that love God genuinely, for real. Oh, my God,
yes,
because
that's
the strong.
Right.
The Bible says
that's
the strong
right.
ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He didn't say, stand with the weak one, because what we going to fall in the ditch if we all doing the same
that's
thing.
Right.
And it's not like God. Oh, my. But I want to read
that's
something.
Right.
Hallelujah. If you all have your Bibles out there, hallelujah, or you just listening in, or you got the word in your heart that you might not sin against God. John 1, verse 1. We're talking about the word on tonight. The word is
yes.
God. So we're talking about God on tonight. But listen to this. And I know everybody that read the word know this passage of scripture. The first verse in John 1, it says, in the beginning, was the word. In the beginning.
Yes.
And the word was with God. And the word was God. You hear what I said? In the beginning.
That's right.
The word was God. Uh-huh. The same was in the beginning with God. All things
yes.
were made by him. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made.
Mm.
The fourth
yeah.
verse says, in him was life. Hear me, people, in him. We're talking about God, in him. In the beginning, it was the word, and the word was God. And in him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. So right there, it's letting you know that light and darkness, they don't mix. Come on, somebody. If you're filled with darkness, you need somebody with light in them to bring some life back to you. Hallelujah. But I want to go on to this next verse. and then we're going to take it on home. Hallelujah, glory to God. We're talking about the one and only true living God. Hallelujah. The one that is the author and the finisher of our faith. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God, we still talking about the word, for the word of God is living and active. Some scriptures or some books of the Bible say, for the word of God is living, the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing as far as the division of the soul and spirit of joints and marrow and intentions of the heart. Yeah, you see, one of the interesting things about just that two-edged sword, anybody that know anything about a sword with that point on it, the word is sharper than that.
God is bigger
than anything. But see, this is the key, woman of God. The problem that we have is that we don't know God. So when the pandemic came, we left the building because we had. So now that
That's
we're
right.
in our home, we're not using the word. The word is God.
That's right.
How in the world can your mind be regulated if you don't know who can regulate it? How in the world can you be healed if you don't know who the healer is? So many of
That's
us
right.
say, I have a relationship with God. I know God. But to know God, my God. Noel Jones said this on yesterday, woman of God. He said, I don't want another man or woman to prophesy lie to me. Hey, shut up. I don't need a prophetic word. All I need is the word. The word of God. The reason we running around here, and, you know, Nessa, you said this yesterday. The woman of God said this to me yesterday, Angel. She said, people don't know that, and I might not say it the way you said it, Nessa, but I'm going to kind of put it together. She was saying that this pandemic has done a lot of good for her. Most people would say, oh, that's crazy. But I understand what she's saying.
Yeah, it is.
See,
me too.
I told people in the beginning. In the beginning, Angel, I told people, I said, look here. This is a time where if you have family that you've had issues with, you all need to sit down and try to work some of that stuff out. Time where if you can't go back to work, then maybe you need to learn how to get along with your spouse. This is the time where we need to get to know one another. Okay, they closed the doors of the building. But in the beginning was the word. The word was God.
Yeah.
They closed the building. But God can never be closed. God can never be placed in a box. God is
wherever
you are if you allow him to be there for you. God can't move if you don't open up your mouth. Faith without work is dead.
That's right.
How in the world can darkness and light, come on, in order for your darkness to even turn to light, you got to turn to him.
Yes, that's right.
You got to turn to him. And when you turn to him, you got to learn how to be steadfast, unmovable. See, we get
that's
in the
right.
word, and y'all, you all know this to be true. We get in the word, and then we say, I read my word today, but there's some key in the word, and it tells you how to do it. It didn't say read the word. You got to study the word. It talks about that in the word of God in 2 Timothy. You got to meditate on the law day and night. You got to have the word in your heart. There's some things that we have to do. See, woman
that's
of God,
right.
people don't want to work. They don't want to work. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Everybody want a proper life.
That's right.
Everybody want, my God. Everybody want to do something to be seen. And God is not
that's
getting
right.
the glory out of some of this stuff. And that's why people can't go into the building anymore right now. That's why you can't go to the mall. That's why you can't play basketball. That's why God can shut it all down. But he shut it down to get your attention. Come on, somebody.
That's
God wants you to look to him. He's trying to get your undivided attention. He's trying to get you to talk to your spouse in the way that the word tells us. We've got to do things with love and kindness. He made me mad. I can't stand him. I want a divorce. I don't want to be with him. Come on, somebody.
Right.
You married. That's your little red wagon. You can push
okay.
it, pull it, do what you do. But you better talk to God about it. That's none of us.
Right.
Talk to God
right.
about it. I tell you, the word of God is life, people. If you're listening out there over the airways, hear me, because I don't want to be long-winded, but I want to put it out here. In order for us even make it through this thing, it's going to take God. God
right.
is the one. God is the key to all that we need and all that we do. We got to stay before him so that we'll understand who he is, what he
That's
desires
right.
of us. You got to give an account for who you believe in and why you believe in what you believe in. Because we're
mm-hmm.
written epistles. People read us every day. I don't worry about telling people I'm saved or I'm a Christian because a woman of God, everybody's saved today and everybody a Christian. All I do is allow my light to so shine.
That's
Let your
right.
light so shine before all men that they'll be able to see the God in you. Come on.
Yes.
Be that light that sits on a city that cannot be hid. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want people to understand it's the word that's going to keep you. The word is a
that's
lamp
right.
unto your feet and a light unto your path. The word, it will cause you to look at yourself. Conviction will set in. Well, how do I know of God hear me? Or how do I know? You know, a lot of people, they know. They just want to act stupid like they don't know. You know when God is talking. Anything not
that's
like
right.
God, you know it's Satan. You anything that's full of darkness, you know it has nothing to do with life. Any kind of dead situation, you know that life is not in it. We got to stop playing because God know your number. Yeah, he know it.
That's
he know
right.
every strand of hair on your head. He know everything about us. So for those of you that say, I don't serve God, so he ain't talking to me, or I don't serve God, y'all better cut it out because his eye is in every place, beholding
that's
the
right.
good and the evil. So come on, somebody. We are in a situation
yes.
where we need some help. Your help comes from the Lord. Yes,
that's right.
You can't keep going around from church to church trying to get a word. The word is in you. That's where it's supposed
that's,
to be.
That's
you say
right.
you saved. When you say you saved, to me, it's almost like you're trying to convince yourself because I don't need to tell you. You can live it. Live the life that you speak about. A lot of times, angels,
right.
people don't want to come. You know, people, they mix God and that building up. They got it twisted. Your relationship, who would you serve? You got people turning to the bottle now because they can't get to church. You got people doing
right.
things that they normally didn't do, things God delivered people from. They're turning back to. You know why? Because the word. And in their mind, the Bible tells us to think on those things that are right. Think on those things that are just. You got to change your sneaking thinking. You got to come up out of that mess. Then be around people that will strengthen you. Even if you're in a situation
yeah.
where your family is, you can have family members that are unsaved. If you stay before God, he'll give you the peace. And he'll give you the grace to endure in some of that stuff because your light will shine so bright that it'll blind even them. Come on, somebody.
That's right.
Quit taking down. Stop dummying down. Stop showing that joker that you're fearful. That thing is just what the Bible says. He's roaring around, lurking about. Perpetrator.
Yeah.
He's a perpetrator. God is the real deal. Come on, somebody. You got to learn when God is telling you to move. You got to learn when God is telling you to speak. Angel, I think I told you, Anessa, people talking so much. The Bible says speak a little and listen a lot. People talk so much because they can articulate a thing better than you. They so hermeneutically correct.
Right.
I tell you, you got to know God for yourself. You got
right.
to know
that's
the man of God that came before, the man of God preached so. I tell you that I felt that thing down on the inside. Glory to God.
Yes.
I'm gaining strength. We gain strength from one another.
Yes.
That's right.
We gain strength. The fact of the matter is this. Without the word, you can't live, saved. Without the word, you are not a Christian.
That's right.
Not with the definitions that I know. But hey, the Bible does say speak those things that be not as though they were. Shirley Caesar said, I think it was a sister or brother, they played so much till they start speaking in tongues. See, the Holy Spirit, don't play with it.
Because
when it gets you, you got to know what to do with it. See, the anointing, it destroys you. The anointing, it don't cover up. The anointing don't perpetrate. The anointing is not timid. See, we are born in the Lord, and the power of his might has nothing to do with us. That's the problem. We keep talking about I. It's no more I, but the Christ that lives in us. It has nothing to do with us. Glory to God. Woman of God, I'm telling you, God is taking you, and I'm talking to Nessa right now, God is taking you somewhere, and that somewhere that he's taking you is going to it's going to blow your mind. God said,
right.
I've seen you. He said, I see you in the midnight hour. Glory to God. God said, I see you pressing your way. And God says, because of the press,
my Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I hear there's blessing and there's curses. God says, I'm breaking every curse. He called Robanchata. God says, blessing from this day forth. God says, only release. God says, I'm going to move. I'm going to move obstacles out of the way. God said you're going to be able to jump over hurdles. I literally see you walking. I see the hurdles, but I see you walking, and your eyes is on the prize. You're not even thinking about tripping, and that's how God got you. You don't have to trip. God said, look up. He says, you're my diamond. Look up. God says, obedience is better than sacrifice. And he says, the gift. There's a gift that God gave you and a talent. Use the gift. The anointing is going to teach you what to do with the talent. That talent is going to take you places. That talent is going to open doors. But the anointing, is going to destroy some yoke for you to be able to get through them doors. Come on, somebody. Why have they been the way that they are? says because you're a new thing. My.
My God.
I can't take the newness into the oldness.
Yeah.
God says every day you're being made over. The hurt, the heartache, the pain, I'm making you over.
Yes, my God.
Shall they know, except they have that teacher, and that's you. God said, I can trust you to teach my people. He said, because my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. God said, I preserve you for such a time as this. God says, I'm keeping you. I'm keeping your seed. I'm covering
Hallelujah.
God says, I only want you with a select few. Many are called, but few are chosen. He says, select you. I hear the word select you. God says, don't look for nobody. He said, don't you look for nobody in no situation. He said, because it's already done. Now, people will begin to come to you. Whatever you need, God says, they're going to come to you. They're going to be at your feet. God. He says, just hold on a little while longer. He said, while holding on, he says, open up your mouth. People will be healed. Healing is going to take place when you open up your mouth. People are going to get delivered when you open up. Let me be transparent. Let me do it like this. The life that you lived, people are living it, and they don't even know what they're doing. But God says, you are preserved for such a time as this. The reason you have not written your book yet. You have not written your book yet because you don't have the ending yet. God said, you got a ways to go, my child. He said, but it's a good thing because everything I made is good.
He said,
look to the hill for which cometh your help. I literally see you writing something, Angel. I see it. I see a pencil. The pencil is yellow. And I see the leg keep breaking, but you keep you keep writing. I got to ask you this because I see this. Do you write songs or lyrics or something? Or have you ever done that?
I write songs. I've been writing them for a long time, and people been waiting.
Oh wow!
Song.
Well, you that's what the pencil. That's the pencil. Oh my God! That's the pencil. That's the lead that keep breaking. God says, this time you're going to write. You're not going to even understand why your hands moving like they moving. You have not written your book because the engine, is still being worked out. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you. I thank you for these two women of God. I thank you for connecting me with both of them. Father God, I thank you that we love each other for real.
I thank you
that our love for one another is based off of our love for you. Hallelujah. Lord, every word that was given to them on tonight, give them clarity and understanding, oh God. Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you never allow me to speak words that you did not say. Hey, shut up. Vanessa, you got to continue. I don't know if you got some praying oil, but you got to get some. For 7 days, I don't know where your daughter is. I don't know where she is, but God said for 7 days, You lay your hands somewhere on her. Lay your hands somewhere. Uh-huh. Grace. Grace. His grace is sufficient for 7 days. Does she have any children? I see a little boy.
No kids.
But I see a little boy. I don't know why. The little boy is a preacher. I don't know. I see this little boy. Hey, hi, my. He's connected to her. I see the little boy on her, like at her leg, pulling her leg as she walks. Cute little boy. I see the little boy got a little box. I see it. Yeah. Lord Father God, whatever that is, whoever that is, God, reveal it to us. Help us to know and understand, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would touch every family, oh God, that is represented here on tonight, oh God. Lord, cover the young people on tonight. Touch the young people on tonight, oh God. Father God, help us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to move power according to the Holy Spirit. My God, every guest that would appear on this anointed platform, God, use them for your glory. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that somebody be saved. Somebody be set free. Somebody be delivered. God says change your eating habits. As I'm praying, I hear God, he's showing me a lot of green leaves. He's showing me green leaves. And I see like some milky type stuff. And this is something you're supposed to drink. I don't know what it is. But I'm praying that God give you clarity. But God says change your eating habits. God says, as you begin to change your eating habits, you're going to find that you're feeling a little better. I don't know what kind of medicine you're taking, but it's a medicine that we got to pray about. Because God said, whatever that medicine is, that's what's causing you to feel different ways that you're feeling. This is what God is showing me. I don't know what's going on. But he says, change your eating habits. And whatever I see, it's a little pill. It's like a circle pill. I keep seeing God press. He keep pressing your hand down, like he's saying no. So we're gonna be praying about that. So we give God glory and honor.
That's confirmation. That's confirmation, because there is a sinus pill that I did stop that was round, and it was not making me feel good. But there's a shake that is green that I have been drinking, and I have not been faithful to it, that I'm supposed to be drinking, that has all of the vitamins and stuff, and it helps you, it strengthens you, and it helps you, and it helps with pain and different stuff like that. And one of my aunts referred it to me, and I ordered it, and I was feeling good as I was drinking it, but I began to start eating snacks and wrong stuff that I know I shouldn't be. And that's, I know that was God. When you said that, my eyes got big, like, oh, wow.
Well, I give God praise. I give him praise. Give him praise. I thank you for allowing me to just chill with you all. Chill with you, you know. I love it.
We got to do some things together.
I love you guys. I love you so much.
Right now, sis, I want to say a quick prayer for you, sis. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for our sister, Annette Felton, oh God. Lord, I ask that you will continue to bless, that you will continue to use her, God, for your glory in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you will continue to bless her family in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that every prayer request that she has prayed, maybe some things was answered, maybe some things are still not answered, but God, I pray right now that you will answer every prayer, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for her station. I thank you for where you have taken her, God, and I thank you, Lord, that she hasn't seen anything yet, in the name of Jesus. God, you steady yet dealing with her and using her, God, and strengthening her. And, Lord, I thank you even for the vision, even in the nighttime, God, that you will give her, Lord. I thank you for her family, oh, God. I thank you for fixing different situations, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that your divine favor, that your divine help and that your divine blessings rests upon her and her family in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you how the angels are encamped around them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just thank you, God, that she too haven't seen anything yet, God, in the natural and even in the spiritual, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that every teardrop that was shed, you have caught in your hands. And, Lord, I thank you for turning a lot of things around concerning her and her family, God. I thank you for turning them around, God. Lord, I thank you for turning them around, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we give you glory. We give you honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It was just like since when I was praying that prayer, it was like I could see you with a flag, one of those dancing flags, and you were just turning around, turning around, turning. And as you were just turning, you just smiling and things just start turning around. It was almost like a globe as the world turned, like, so to speak, is what I was seeing. As you was turning, as I was praying that, Lord, turn it around, I kept seeing that you turning with this flag or something in your hand, and you were just turning like a ballerina almost, going around and around and around. And as you going around, God is doing everything that he's telling you. Everything he's telling you. I can see it happening. I don't know what you've been praying about. I don't know what you've been praying about. I don't know. But God is turning that thing around. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for turning around, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Yes, God.
Oh, my. He's good. He is so good. Yes, he is. He is good.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm enjoying it. You know, last week, the first time you told me about the Friday night, I'm on it. You know, and it's because it's a blessing to be able to hear that truth. And it's not that I have anything against those that are on the, you know, Facebook and all that. That's fine. But my theme is, are you true to this or are you new to this? You get what I'm saying?
I know that's right. Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's different. Mm-hmm. You know, I love being around true, genuine, transparent men and women of God.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm praying for all of us. But when it comes to God, angel, I've learned how to take this thing personal because I remember times I played with you, you know. So, hey, I thank God for just allowing me to be on this platform with you all. I thank you for opening doors for me, woman of God. Nessa, I thank you for always supporting your love, all of that. So, we need more people like this, you know, and the world will be a much better place. But God bless you, woman. God bless you.
Bless you,
yes,
too.
God bless you, too, sis. And I'm going to tell you, this show, I can't wait for Fridays. I love it when we do it like this. But I'll be looking forward to them Fridays, too, when it just air again on the station and we can just sit back and listen in and just be blessed all over again.
I'm going to be listening in. I'm definitely going to be listening in.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Now, I'll ask you that later because I was going to ask you about the guests that you have on. They from different places or are they from here?
A lot of the guests that will be on people will be hearing is from here, and many of them will be from Africa and Jamaica. It'll be from all over is what we're going to be doing for, you know, each week. Yes.
Amen. Well, I love what you're doing, Angel, and I'm not just saying that. I love what you're doing. And Nessa, you so gifted and creative. I'm telling you, you are an anointed. Graphic
design. That's right.
Can't nobody do that without God.
Yes.
Well, we definitely thank God for this show. We gonna get off of here, but we thank God for the move of God. Part 8.
Amen.
Stay tuned to the move of God. The move of God. Part 9 and 10. On next week, we just going to keep this thing going each week until God says something else. And in saying love you too, sis. And we always leave out we always leave off of here with a motto, and our motto is don't live good to die bad, but live good to die great. In Christ Jesus, we want to say we thank you all for tuning in to the Move of God Part 8. Once again, right here on the Angels of Melody with your host, Miss Angel on deck. And we are out of here. God bless you. We love you very much.